Welcome to Lipstick and Laughs with Nicole and Jules.
We're a conversational podcast about various topics like mom life, relationships, body positivity, and what's trending.
We are women supporting women through chit-chat and laughs.
We promise to be candid, relatable, and best of all, we're not afraid to laugh at ourselves.
So thanks for joining us. Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome to Lipstick and Laughs with Nicole and Jules. I'm Nicole, the admin for the Enraged Women Facebook group. And joining me is Jules, the creator of Suburban Disney Mom. Hey Jules.
Hey Nicole, how are you?
I'm doing great. You look beautiful today.
Oh, you're so kind. I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning. So,
why would you do that?
I don't know. There's a lot of eye cream happening right now.
Okay. We're at that age where that's a must.
I know. Oh, mid-30s.
Yeah. Well, you look fine. It doesn't look like you woke up at 4 a.m.
Oh, man. I felt like it this morning.
Whew. Okay. Well, we got our coffee and we got our lipstick on.
Yes, we do.
So, what color are you wearing?
Today, I am sporting a MAC lip gloss. And I am never prepared for this segment. I can't find the color on it. There's supposed to be a sticker on the bottom, and it is not there.
Oh, okay.
But today I'm wearing a MAC lip gloss.
Okay.
It's
kind of brown.
Yeah, it's kind of a, here, let's see what
you think. We'll take a picture of it.
Let's see what you think.
It's light brown, but it has a little purple in it. Mm-hmm. It looks great.
Yes.
We're going to take a picture and post it on our Instagram. Our Instagram, once again, is Lipstick Laughs Podcast. And the color I'm wearing is from ColourPop. ColourPop is one of my very favorite makeup brands. It's affordable. It's quality stuff, so I always frequent that shop. I usually buy everything online, but they do sell it in some stores, and they have stores of their own. The color is Bumble.
And Bumble?
It's Bumble, like Bumblebee, I guess.
I want to be the person who comes up with the names for makeup.
Right.
Like, that seems like a good gig.
Yeah.
Who thought of Bumble? And then who approved it?
I don't know, because Bumble isn't what I think of when I see this color, guys. It's like a darkish pink, but it goes on a little darker on my lips.
It does, yeah. It looks a little darker on you than it does in the container.
Yeah, so it's a ultra matte lip. I like the feeling of matte because it's dry and it lasts long, so that's what I use. And I love ColourPop as a company. It's actually not too far from us. It's in Oxnard.
I know.
So, that's funny. Where we take our kids to the beach a lot of times. So it's like good that it's local. And I just always rep this company because I love it. So maybe one day they could be a sponsor for us.
Yeah, let's reach out
thinking.
To them.
Let's do it.
Hey, guys. Yeah. We talk about you literally every episode.
Yes.
All three episodes to date.
Yeah. I think the only other brand I wore was the Kylie one. And interesting enough, I think they're manufactured by the same people. So who knows?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. ColourPop is just a little bit more affordable. So
yeah, I was just going to say that. Kylie's
just as good.
Three times as expensive.
Exactly. It's just, but I think, the name.
Yeah, it comes with the name and the Kardashian ass.
Yeah. Oh, no. I have my own Nicole ass.
I know, right?
I don't need any more booty. But we've decided to come together and do this episode about celebrities because, I mean, hey, everybody likes pop culture and celebrities.
And we live in Southern California. We're constantly surrounded by celebrity culture. So I think we're going to make this maybe a regular segment. We were talking about calling it Celebrity Corner. If anyone has any fun names, that would
be great.
I like
Celebrity Corner. Mm-hmm. But if somebody comments with something better, then we could replace it. But I love Celebrity Corner.
Celebrity Crapshoot?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. But for now, like, I wanted to bring up to you that I'm really impressed by a lot of the humanitarian efforts that celebrities make nowadays. Mm-hmm. It's so good to be charitable. I try to be myself charitable.
And, yeah.
involve myself in some things that I could do on, you know, my level that I can. And, and, you know, if in the future I have more, I'm definitely going to give more because it's what life's about and we have to help people.
And I feel like this idea really came from us talking about Meghan Markle yesterday.
Yes.
Because she's just such an inspiration.
Yes.
I mean, not just her hair.
I know, right? Her hair is gorgeous. She's a total feminist, a beautiful royalty now, and I love she's American, you know, mm-hmm. and she's a black woman like myself, so it's all good. And I just admire her, and I have a curl crush, I guess. And she has something called World Vision.
Wow.
And that's her charity. I believe it's in the UK now, but I don't know. I have to look more into it. With the world in it, it's probably international.
I'm assuming it is.
She's got rank and she can stretch her.
She's married to a prince.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, she's doing big things.
Yeah.
It's great. And other people that I admire, I think, are like, you know, John Legend.
What is he doing?
He recently paid off the school lunch debt.
Wow.
For a bunch of kids in the Seattle area.
Wow.
They were underprivileged and he paid them. So now they don't have to worry about the money, coming up with the money to pay to eat in mm-hmm. the day. And their parents are rest assured, you know, John Legend helped them. And that's cool. I mean, I love that.
If I were a student, I would be walking around like, John Legend bought my food, everyone.
Yes.
Who wants to take a picture with my food?
Give me my juice and my sandwich. This is on John Legend.
I know. I'd be telling everyone about that. Although I do feel like John Legend might be a celebrity for us as women in our mid-30s. Yeah. I don't know how celebrity he is to the average 8-year-old.
Oh, right. Right. They probably listen to his music and think, oh, that's oldies.
Yeah, I know, right?
Who knows?
But I just love his stuff. And that, I know it's one of his older songs, but Ordinary People is one of my all-time favorite songs. I could listen to that over, I mean, what I mean by listen is blast it in my car and sing at the top of my lungs.
Good.
Yes.
I mean, how else?
I adore that song. It's good. So good.
Oh, yeah. He's so talented. And mm-hmm. he has this charismatic attitude about him that I really am drawn to when I watch him in interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm always impressed. And I love his fabulous wife.
She's
funny. She's hilarious.
She not only is she gorgeous, but she's smart and she's witty mm-hmm. and she's everything that my husband wants in a wife.
Oh. Well, he's got that. I mean,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, don't knock yourself. I think you're the modern day Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, I'm real life Chrissy Teigen.
Right.
Who's not, you know, famous or rich.
One day, Jules.
I know, right?
Keep your eye on the prize. One day this will all work out.
I'm getting there. The podcast will get us there. Exactly. Lipstick and Laughs podcast.
Right. And then I think another person I love is Nicki Minaj. Her music's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard anything new from her, but I learned that she gives a lot of money to villages in India.
Yeah, and I commented on that when you randomly remarked that to me earlier, which I thought it was weird that it wasn't from where she grew up.
Yes,
but
in the islands.
Yeah.
But you never know. Maybe she does. Mm-hmm. Maybe she does, and this is just something new.
Yeah.
Because when I
we
saw
obviously
that information,
did our research.
Yeah. We come unfiltered to you all,
yes.
So this is the best, you know, this is what you're going to get. But I just read that, you know, a couple days ago, and I was glad that she does that because I think she's fabulous. I love her attitude and her music.
And
there's so many female rappers out now that I love.
She is absolutely gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
too. And I know, I feel like we talked about it on the episode that got lost. You guys, we're having real issues with figuring out our episodes, but we'll get there. But we talked about how, like, big butts and, like, hips weren't really
uh-huh.
in style when we were growing up. And
now it's all the rage.
Thank you, Nicki Minaj,
yeah.
for making that cool. Because I remember that Anaconda video.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Oh,
when
my
she first
hell.
Came out, I was like, what? Who is this? You know,
yeah.
she's got, you know, a figure. Some, you know,
enhancements.
You know, some people like. Yeah. I was trying not to go there, but we got to be real.
Let's be real.
Come on, I think.
She's drop dead gorgeous and she earned it.
Right. So do
yeah.
what you got to do.
Exactly.
We're all body positive. So
yeah.
whatever you want to do, as long as it's healthy,
mm-hmm.
do it. So
yeah.
if you can.
Work that Nicki Minaj ass.
She's really cool.
Yeah. And now she's incredible.
You know, I love just, you know, Lizzo. I have a girl crush on her too.
See, I think I mentioned this. I know that song with like the DNA test. Everyone loves it. I can't.
Truth Hurts.
Yeah, it's not my favorite song.
Oh, okay, I have to show you, or I have to expose you to two other songs of hers that I.
That's the only one I've heard.
Okay, that's on the radio. Yeah. There's one other one on the radio that you might not know is her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll play that for you later, and then one other one that's on her album. It's called Soulmate, and it's for a song about her being her own soulmate.
She's very self-conscious,
but she knows herself.
Yes.
She respects herself.
Self-aware.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Perfect word. And I think her lyrics are the bomb. I love her. She's awesome.
I just don't like the sound of her voice.
Maybe. But if you listen to these other songs, you'll like it.
Okay.
Cardi B's in and around. My daughter likes her a lot more than I do, but I do like her. She's on another planet, on another level.
Isn't she?
Yeah,
her
interviews. I mean, I laugh now, but at first I thought, what?
Have you ever, and see, now here I am blanking on something again, but have you ever searched on YouTube for those, like, sleep sounds that where they do...
Oh, yeah.
Like that weird...
I play on Alexa nature sounds and massage music.
Oh, see, you gotta... Yeah, I gotta show you this stuff. But Cardi B has one.
What?
Where she's way obsessed with this sleep... Whatever it's called. And they make, like, very odd noises with their mouth. And it's just relaxing.
Is it
you.
Her?
It's her. And she's making the noises.
I've gotta play
so
it.
It's so funny.
I've gotta look that up.
It's not supposed to be funny, but I sit there and I'm like...
I want to play it for my daughter.
I know.
I mean, I hope she goes to sleep listening. But, you know, I think it'd be good knowing that it's Cardi B. Maybe
yeah.
She'd like it better.
She's all toned down, too. You know how she's usually glammed up?
Yeah.
I mean, she still looks glamorous, but, you know, she's like...
Okay.
She's like, sleep
and this
Cardi
is on YouTube?
B. It is, yeah.
I just learned something. That's good.
I know. I'm going to have to look up the name.
Okay. And so, can you tell me any celebrities that you know that have a charity or give back in a big way that you admire?
Yeah. And I know this sounds like what a random, person to bring up, but Gary Sinise.
Okay.
He was in Forrest Gump. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He has
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan, that's him. He has this the Gary Sinise Foundation, and he gives back to U.S. retired captains and army.
Okay,
and
like
all,
military personnel.
Yeah, and he supports their families, and it's this amazing foundation.
I love that.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Defenders, veterans, first responders, and their families who are in need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that great?
Oh,
yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. He supports so many families through this foundation. And I had heard about it a couple months ago, and I was like, wow, I had no idea that, you know, you have one role and it really can just snowball into such an amazing foundation that he has. I mean, I know he's had other roles, but he is most known for Lieutenant Dan.
Right, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
I can't stop saying it that way. But have you ever had any celebrity encounters? Like, have you met anyone or seen anyone?
Well, like as I mentioned, we live in the LA area. So both you and I have quite a bit of stories of running into celebrities or talking to them. And one of my favorite celebrity encounters, I when I was in college, I would go to watch concerts or watch things being filmed as a seat filler. I think I did the Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey Christmas special that they did. And then the next year, they got divorced.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Actually, I feel like it was because it filmed in August or something crazy like that. Early, and yeah. I feel like they got divorced before it came out.
Wow.
Yeah, but I went to that doing seat filling. Anyway, I went to the VH1 Big in 04 Awards.
Big in 04 Big Awards.
VH1 tried an award show series for a little while. I think there were maybe 3 years that they would do. It was just basically pop culture awards.
Sure.
I think Anna Nicole Smith was at it. Yeah, it was so fun. But so I dressed all cute, and when they normally as a seat filler, I'd end up somewhere in the back, and that was that. But this time they put me up on the floor with all the celebrities.
Okay.
And next to me there's this just weird, awkward, gawky kid, and I just assume he is.
A seat filler.
I thought he was a seat filler also. And sitting two rows in front of us was Usher.
Oh.
So I turned to this kid and I'm like, that's Usher right there. Usher is amazing. He's like royalty. And
R&B
we
royalty.
Gotta get a picture of him. So we're sitting there with my little Razer phone. So you know the quality of the picture is just terrible. And he's like reaching over someone's shoulder and snapped a picture, and we're giggling about it, and it's this fun moment. And then they get to the final award of the night, which is the best new sitcom or something like that. And literally every single person in my row stands up and goes on stage, including the little gawky, awkward person who I now know was Michael Cera.
I love him.
I know. It was, and I
wouldn't have noticed either if I think that's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, he was down to earth and talked to you about
Usher. Arrested Development had one season at that point. And let's be honest, nobody watched Arrested Development. That's why it only had 3 original seasons. They knew it was something amazing, but it had very little audience.
In the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not even now, in the beginning.
I think people binge it and love it now because they realize
it's in streaming services and stuff, but those first 3 seasons had no audience, and that's why it inevitably got canceled. Anyway,
Were you anywhere near Jason Bateman?
Yeah, he was sitting at I was just sitting smack dab in the middle of the entire Arrested Development cast and had no clue.
Okay.
You would think I would notice Portia de Rossi, but I did not.
Oh, gorgeous. I mean, she was on Ally McBeal.
I know. I loved Ally McBeal. You'd think I noticed that, but I was so enamored by
Usher. Yeah. I would just start randomly singing his songs and just to see if he could turn around and hear. And then I'd wink at him. Like, yeah, I know you. I got it bad for you. No,
I know, right? So anyway, that's my story of Michael Cera. I've heard mainly just seen him being a caricature of himself in recent projects that he's done. And he kind of comes off as an ass. But when I met him, when he was all over, 16 years old probably.
Mm-hmm.
He was a really cool kid.
Oh, cool. Yeah. He seems like he would be.
Yeah.
So, one person I met long, long ago was Rob Lowe.
Oh, my gosh.
So freaking handsome.
Oh, I love Rob Lowe.
He is so hot. And even hotter in person.
I couldn't even handle him.
Time he was on the West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I was young. I have to be honest, I didn't watch that show. It was not for me at that.
You were probably
older
20
people.
When that happened. And it was definitely
my
dad watching
it. I was 15.
Oh my gosh.
I was working at Magic Mountain, my very first job. And I see this commotion going on in the front, and I'm thinking, okay, it's probably a celebrity because they frequent there.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't really get starstruck at all living in the LA area or nearby. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But certain people I really like.
Yeah.
Especially if they're nice. I never approach anybody, but I approached him. I said, "Hi, Rob, my mom loves you." I don't even know if that's like a good thing to say. I just knew my mom maybe caught that show.
He wasn't even very old. I mean, if he was 15, he
Wait, no, you were, I was 15. If you were
15, yeah, then he might have been in his early 30s.
Maybe. And he was so friendly to me, held my hand, said thank you, good to know you, good to meet you.
Oh, how
we stared
awesome.
In each other's eyes, and I've had a crush ever since.
We stared at
him.
Each other's eyes.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's had a crush on you ever since also.
Oh, I bet he thinks of me.
Because I know he's had some scandals with, like, underage girls in the past. So.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Diminish his
image.
Sorry,
I just won't bring it up. But it happened in the 80s, so, you know, there was a lot of cocaine flying around.
Oh,
then,
wow.
So.
It just gets even better. at the time, he wasn't high. And,
No, I don't think so.
He was really friendly and really short, surprisingly. All these people, when you see them, so much thinner, so much shorter.
A lot thinner.
Yeah.
So much thinner.
Yeah, like, a lot different.
I guess you have to be very thin to look normal on TV because it's so true.
It adds 10 pounds.
It really does.
Or more. Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, he was good. I love Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec was so, so good. And I would have loved to meet him just in that character that he had on there. He was just like the Energizer Bunny.
Yes.
And I adore it.
I love him.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
Can I also just say that Adam Scott was my favorite on that show?
Oh, he's
too.
Good.
Why do I love him so much? I don't know if
I love each and every one of those characters and actors. I identify on a deep level with Leslie Knope, Amy Poehler, because I find a lot of my same personality traits are hers. A little less obnoxious, but I feel her because she's like really organized, perfectionist, very passionate. Gives to the community and really, you know, wants people to know that she can be, you know, trusted and handle things. And I'm like, I really feel like I'm the same. And I love Amy Poehler. I love her book. I love everything she does. She's funny. I wish I could meet her because I like her. But
everyone who's listening right now, send vibes out into the universe that Nicole runs into Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
In the next,
I mean, she's mostly in New York, but.
Hey,
I mean,
you know,
maybe if I go to New York or she comes here.
I mean, everyone's always coming out to LA.
Right.
You have to, if you're a celebrity, you're in LA at some point or another. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you could be like Taylor Swift and just have 50 different properties and live at a new property every week.
Yeah.
But she's still in LA, dude. She'll still come to LA.
LA's where it's at.
Yeah, even though I hate it.
I know. If you're from LA, you don't really like it.
No, you really don't.
It doesn't have the glamour and the shine that a lot of people are outside of LA think of.
They do. I feel like they think they're going to go to LA. Everything is going to be, I mean, especially Hollywood, they think that there's just going to be filming happening all around them and everyone's going to look like a supermodel.
Right.
And that is not the case.
Yeah, they're in for a treat.
Especially in Hollywood. I have some family come and visit a few months ago from Virginia and my mom suggested, oh, I was maybe thinking we'd take them to Hollywood for the day. And I'm like, Mom, why would you do that?
Yes.
Hollywood is like an armpit. It's so dirty.
Certain parts.
So that
West Hollywood's okay. Hollywood,
but that's
Hollywood.
Not, that's not the Hollywood
it's
you
like,
want to go see. You want to go see the, you know, all the stars on the Walk of Fame and you can go to the Grauman's Chinese Theater, but it's all of those disgusting characters and they all, I'm pretty sure all of their
a lot
costumes
of homeless people.
Have never been washed. Those costumes have never been washed.
Oh,
100%.
The costumes with people like that are messed up. Yeah.
Oh, so gross.
I don't know. I don't pay attention. I just walk on by or drive by. I don't
know. So anyway, that's how we feel about Hollywood.
Yeah.
I have very strong opinions.
As we talk
opinions.
About celebrities.
I know.
A lot of my encounters, I mean, some are not always good.
Oh,
like,
no.
I actually,
we got to at least hear one of the not so
okay,
good encounters.
Well.
Because we had two good encounters.
Yeah. And most of them
Michael
are good.
Michael Cera and Rob Lowe. Awesome
right.
people.
Okay. Well, I've seen a lot of people. I don't talk to them, but I had to talk to one because he annoyed me.
Oh, no.
It was a comedian.
Oh, no. And comedians are always assholes, aren't
right,
they?
Right. Yes.
But they're so funny.
They
but
are.
You,
and I enjoyed
like,
him
I feel
so
like
much.
You have to be an asshole, though, to be funny.
Right.
Which.
I mean, comedy derives from heartbreak and struggle and torment. So, I mean. That's good.
Yeah.
But we were at a restaurant. It's a restaurant story. We waited for a long time. We had reservations, me and my girlfriends. We got all dressed up. It was a fun outing, ladies' night. And here comes a celebrity who's not even all that big, But he had a show and it was in syndication and he was popular.
Are you going to tell us who?
He cut in front of me.
Are you going to tell us who it is?
Yes, I'm building it up.
Oh, okay. I know. So, it's building.
Yeah, okay.
I'm on the edge
he
of my seat.
He thought he was all that in the bag of chips. Another 90s reference.
Yes.
But he cut in front of us knowing that we were next, pretty much, and he was an ass about it. And I got an argument with the restaurant manager and him because he started, you know, getting involved, and it was Ari Spears.
So I don't think he,
I don't think he's listening.
I
mean,
you know,
doubt
it. I haven't,
but he annoyed me. Yeah,
I haven't seen him around lately, so maybe he's just, you know, sitting around his house.
I mean, I bet now I could get ahead in the restaurant, you know, reservation.
Right.
I don't know where he's at. He does do a killer Jay-Z impersonation that I like.
He does.
He's pretty good. He's on Mad TV.
He's been doing that impression for 20 years.
I mean, he's good, and I forgive him now because it's been a few years. But that really pissed me off, and it ticked off Nicole is a bad thing to experience. I don't care if you're a celebrity or not, but that was just that's something that happened, but that's probably, you know, one of the things that I mention to people that come to LA and think celebrities are all gonna be nice to you when they're not, and they're people. And I don't know if I was a celebrity if I'd like people approaching me all the time.
Yeah, but I would not like it.
Yeah,
I would definitely not like it.
Yeah,
I know that you didn't like him when you met him, but you brought up that he was on Mad TV, and now I'm sitting here and I'm remembering a sketch from Mad TV.
Is it Stewart?
No, can I have your number? Have you seen that sketch?
No, I don't.
It's so great. They're sitting in a movie theater, and there's this girl. She's just sitting there by herself, and this guy comes up, and he's like, can I have your number? And it's like the whole thing, he's just like in her face. I remember busting up so hard.
I'll have to look that up.
Because he's like talking about the red hots that she has. I'm not funny retelling funny sketches, but.
Oh, it's fine. You're doing good.
If you're interested in 20-year-old sketches that probably haven't aged well in the Me Too movement.
Yeah. I mean, laugh along, I guess.
I know, right?
The only sketches I really remember are he look like a man.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That. And then the Stewart ones. Those
were interesting.
The Stewart one.
He's confident.
He's in a diaper.
Oh, what is that
Stewart
one?
Stewart was the tall guy in a diaper that acted funny, you know?
Oh, I remember him.
I remember that. Yeah.
I remember more SNL sketches. I really got heavy
into SNL's
SNL.
Good. Yeah,
like,
that's good.
Oh,
and
loved it.
It's good now. They had a run where it was not a lot of people watched, but it's back to being great.
It goes through ups and downs.
Yeah,
and
phases.
It really depends on who's in office.
Mm-hmm.
I think this also correlates with Muse, the band. Here we go.
Okay.
Random theories.
Tangent.
That
yeah.
If my husband were listening, he'd be like, I came up with that theory, but I'm stealing it, babe. So it's better when there's a conflicting political party in office. So Muse is a super liberal band. And, you know, when Bush was in office, that's when they first came out, and all of their music was fantastic, and it was all about, you know, bringing down the man and blah, blah, blah. And then Obama was in office, and suddenly they're writing love songs, and they were boring as hell. And now that Trump's in office, they're coming out again with this more angry music, and I feel like SNL is the same way. It all depends
on
who's
in
office.
It's funnier when there's, yes,
mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah, that's so if they can, I feel like conflicting political views makes for more interesting content. Go figure.
Yeah, and conversations.
Yeah.
I mean, just with friends and family. I mean, I don't know what your Thanksgiving is going to look like, but mine will be interesting.
Yours is going to be intense. We're going to have a whole episode, guys. Stay tuned. 2 months from... 2 months? Months from now.
Yeah.
Wow. Gosh.
We've got to plan our menus.
I know. No. I know, right? But we'll have, how was your Thanksgiving, Nicole?
Right.
And it'll be epic.
I think we should do a cooking type episode or something about food.
Fun.
You know, I like to cook, so
I like eating. So
I love eating.
Yeah.
We're foodies, so
good.
And then, you know, other celebrities I've met are just two the same way, not the same time, but on the airplane. You know, I travel a lot,
mm-hmm.
so I've met Flavor Flav.
Oh, did he? Big was he wearing a clock at the time? Yeah. Does he never take that off?
I guess not. He was in full Flavor Flav costume. I guess it's not a costume.
It's so just who he is at this point.
I was at the time just a little out of it. It was in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
So I flew to Vegas, had a weekend there. It was during the Vegas shooting, and it was a horrible, traumatic event that I could discuss later. So I was out of it, and I was very, you know, triggered and stuff. And then I didn't sleep for days, and then finally when they lifted, you know, they let all the planes start flying in and out, I was bumped up to first class, which was good because, you know, they tried to accommodate the victims and stuff. We got sat first and in first class, and then I'm out of it, and I'm looking up, and I see a figment of color. And I, you know, I smell a lot of coconut butter. And a little, you know, of other natural stuff that I'm you know.
Fill in the blank.
Right? You know. So I look up, and it's Flavor Flav. And I go, is that Flavor Flav? Because I thought I was daydreaming because I didn't sleep.
Like, this must be a hallucination. It was like,
finally, I can laugh. Finally. So I laugh, and I say, hi, Flav. He says, hey. And he goes, yeah, boy. You know,
did.
Yeah. He's just this crazy, you know, with his voice. Everything is so sweet.
He has to just roll out all of the Flavor Flav sayings. Right. And I'm sure and
he pointed to me. He did this head nod. Did you take a picture with him? I didn't. I didn't have the wherewithal to take a picture. And I didn't want to make him feel weird. Yeah. So he sat down. I said, I watched your show. What's that VH1 show?
Oh gosh, with New York.
Yeah. Flavor of Love.
Yeah,
yes.
Flavor of Love.
Yeah,
oh,
and he was so
fun.
Sweet. And then he was on the phone for a while talking to his people because they're making sure he was okay, you know, what happened. And so that was interesting. And before that, years ago, I sat next to Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
Gorgeous.
Oh, man.
Mario.
I'll be honest right now. When I was a kid, I did have a picture of Zach Morris in my wallet.
Oh, his rival.
But I would also put Mario Lopez in my wallet.
I think now Mario has probably won.
He's winning. Has definitely aged better. I think he is winning of all of the Saved by the Bell people.
Yeah.
Right?
He's like, on Extra.
He's had the
he
most...
hasn't aged at all.
No, he hasn't. What is his secret? What is
I don't know, but
he
I
He works
it.
Out a lot. Do you remember he was on an episode of Golden Girls?
No, I don't.
He was like this
that.
Little inner city kid, him.
Oh.
Yeah, he was this little inner city kid that Dorothy had taken interest in making sure that he got good grades or something like that.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Okay, good. You know, look at him now.
Look at me with, hey, and you thought I was only full of 90s references. Check out that 80s reference.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's so good. And, you know, so also, I went to school with some people that are related to celebrities.
Oh, how fun is that?
I mean, they weren't famous themselves and didn't do anything, but they were related, so it was interesting, and people actually treated them differently. I didn't.
That's weird.
But whatever, you know, I had a close friend that was a cousin of Minnie Driver.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she
Minnie
was
Driver
nice.
Just has... the cutest voice in all existence.
Yeah,
doesn't she?
She's
her
great. She's talented.
And her, I think I could listen to her talk. She's like Morgan Freeman to me.
Oh, that is so funny. I would never put those two together, but I like that.
She has a very soothing voice to me. It's very cute and quaint and makes me want to go antiquing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. She brings up a lot for you then.
Yeah, good. I've apparently put a lot of thought into this.
And then I also went to school, I think she was the sister of Allie Larder. Allie Larder from Final Destination and
Allie Larder. I forgot about her.
I think she
her.
Was in that one Idris and Beyonce movie where she was obsessed with the husband and...
Yes!
That was a great movie. I think that was
Allie. Why am can we talk more about him?
Oh, sure.
Oh, and guys, we also should bring up that we do have, like, an official Enraged Woman crush on a certain actor. Like, everyone in the Enraged Woman group is in love
with Facebook group.
Yes, mm-hmm. the Keanu Reeves.
Keanu.
Everyone loves him. You just... I think what's so great about him is his mystique. He's so mysterious. And then I see all of these pictures on the internet, and they all have these amazing or satirical or just, you know, thoughtful quotes that are attributed to Keanu. And I don't know if they're his or not.
I hope
and,
so.
And but that's what adds to his mystery.
Yes.
I think. I want to just start making random quotes and putting them on Keanu pictures. and I'm just going to
add. I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Yes.
He's great. He's got a really interesting life story. It's kind of tragic.
He does. It is very tragic. And he's, I mean, I can't believe we didn't talk about him, but he's also very charitable.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have any of that off the top of my head. I'll do my research for the next Celebrity Corner.
Okay. Yeah, he's great. And we could get into his story in more detail, maybe.
Yes.
Idris is probably our podcast crush, and Keanu is our Enraged Woman crush.
Can we make them official?
Sure.
He will be our podcast crush.
Okay. I love
Idris
British.
Alba.
Yeah. Oh! I've been to England. I love British culture, you know, being part Belizean, obviously, you know, the English colonized Belize. So I have a lot of references to and know all the lingo. My mom grew up saying a lot of it. I drink tea and I love all of the shows. And Luther was great. Idris was awesome.
Oh my gosh. Luther
very impactful.
Was so good.
Yeah.
It was
smart
so
and clever.
Good.
So I'll definitely get into that. We'll do a part two of our bios in a future episode because we didn't get everything we wanted to talk about ourselves out. But eventually that will be published. But
yes.
I'll get more into like my what I do and our likes and our dislikes and stuff. But that's definitely a like.
Yes, so. Definitely. We have some crushes. And so Meghan Markle will be our female crush.
Yes.
Podcast Meghan. Female crush.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I love it.
I think so. She's
great. I adore that idea. It's on. So before we go, I just wanted to say that it is called that sleep videos that I was talking about.
Oh, Cardi B.
Cardi B. So it's called ASMR.
ASMR.
Yes, ASMR. I'm going to play this for Nicole as soon as we're done. So you guys should look it up also. But just Google ASMR. Cardi B, and you are going to be blown away at how soothing and yet weird this is. It's like a whole thing. I feel like it was a whole thing this time last year, so it might not be a thing anymore, but there are endless videos of celebrities doing ASMR videos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jules.
I know. So
I'm excited.
I'm spreading the word if you can't sleep at night.
Yeah. Well, thanks everybody for listening to us. We have a great time chatting and hope you enjoy our content.
Yes.
We are a new podcast and we're very excited about it and I think we're doing good.
Yeah. You know,
good feedback.
This has been the Lipstick and Laughs podcast with Nicole and Jules. Actually, she wanted me to say Lipstick and Laughs with Nicole and Jules. Leave out the podcast. I'll get it right one day.
It's fine.
You can find us on Instagram, Lipstick Laughs Podcast. You can also find me. I am Suburban Disney Mom on Instagram. Look me up. I provide great tips about mom life and Disney life. So that's always interesting. Check out the Enraged Women Facebook group. And you can find them on Instagram as well.
Yes.
Look for this, if you're hearing this, maybe in the Enraged Women group, look for the podcast on Spotify. That's where you can find us. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes.
And hope you enjoy our stories. We have plenty more about celebrities.
Yes, we do. And our new episodes will be published every Thursday weekly. And the link will be in our Instagram account, Lipstick Laughs Podcast. So
thank you so much. Do your millennial duty and spread the word about this podcast. Share it. Talk about it with your friends. Let's really get the word out about it.
Yes,
thanks so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Mwah.
Mwah.
This has been Lipstick and Laughs with Nicole and Jules. If you'd like to be featured on our podcast, please reach out to us at lipstickandlaughspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you again next week.